Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's in the air. Everybody watch out. It's in the air right now. Actually, you don't have to watch out because it's not necessarily a bad thing. The K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine. It's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the air?
Let me tell you.
The love.
Oh, it's in the air.
The love's in the air, right?
No. It's, well, maybe for some people.
Heart emojis.
Fall is in the air.
Fall is in the air. That is
It definitely
correct.
Is.
Yep. Fall is in the air. Sort of. It's sort of in
the
air.
It's getting there. But you felt it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Felt it Saturday.
You feel a little bit. But I also felt August little humidity was hanging around the whole time where the temperature was lower.
It's trying. It's holding on.
Yes. Yeah.
It's holding on, but.
Because have you noticed how weird it feels in this building today? How it's oddly humid everywhere you go? Have you noticed that?
I haven't. But I always feel like it's a little humid early in the morning in here. So I'm just thinking it's regular because the summer just felt like 27 weeks. Yeah.
Well, Antoine, it's a little more humider, I think is what it is. Also, this is a great test of this weekend is to find the person that's trying to make you be in a bad mood in your life. And they may not even know they're doing it.
Uh-huh.
But you probably had someone in your life did this to you over the weekend. For us, Antoine, it was Monica. She's
was
the
me?
One who did this. Yes.
I did.
Actually, in your defense, my wife did this too.
What's that?
She had to inform me and the world that Saturday was the last sunset in the 8 p.m. hour.
Yeah.
And it was all downhill from here.
Well, it's the last, it's the last long day.
I didn't realize people kept track of that.
I didn't either.
I thought it came up when it was time for daylight savings.
Yeah.
Because you really wanted to be outside and say, okay, this is the last long day of this summer.
Yeah. And my wife did that. She said, this is the last 8 p.m. sunset. And I felt bad. And then Monica sends me an email. This is the last long day.
Come on. We're both hanging on to it.
What that tells me is that you definitely had those rules of when it was dark outside, you brought your butt inside.
Yeah, we did that.
That's when you really pay attention to when you can't be outside anymore.
Did you have those rules as a kid?
I did, but I was normally inside. Like, by the time it was time for dinner, I was pretty much inside at that point.
And that was it. You know, you can text in. Good morning, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure that, you know, you're alive. You made it through the weekend. And you know that
it was the last 8 p.m. sunset on Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
Did you have those rules as a kid? Sometimes there was a street light.
Uh-huh.
I know in a lot of neighborhoods it was.
If they
that,
come on.
When that light went on. Kevin had to go home, you know,
it was
no
the
matter
curfew.
What.
It was you. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't so much the light. It was if my mother looked out the window or looked off the back patio, if she couldn't see me.
Gotcha.
I had to stay in her vision. She couldn't see me. I was too far. So it didn't matter what time as long as she could see me.
See, and you're now this is just it just happens to be what it is. Is a complete disadvantage to you is to be so dark complexion because now you have to come in earlier. You think of Antoine, me, pale. Very pale. I could probably stay out 10, 15 minutes longer than
gosh.
You just because I could be seen for longer.
Well, we stayed out longer because I have, you know, so many cousins. So it was as long as we were just a big group of us.
Right.
You could stay out a little bit longer. You know.
Yeah, because they can see.
I think Monica's in there somewhere.
Yeah,
she's in the mix. Y'all keep track of one another.
Let's be honest. It had nothing to do with any of that, but all the adults are sitting inside going, okay, if we bring them in, there's like 20 of them, and they're just going to be so loud. Just let them stay out there. They'll be fine.
Get a popsicle and just hang out outside.
They'll figure it out. They can live in the barn out back. It'll be okay. There's crime, and then there's space crime.
I know.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Anne McClain. Astronaut Anne McClain, you're in trouble, girlfriend.
She related to the diehard guy, John McClain.
I know, it's a good name, though.
Nakatomi Plaza in space.
Well, NASA, they're investigating her because they claim that astronaut Anne McClain accessed the bank account of her ex-partner, Summer.
Okay.
While living at the space station.
So she's in space.
Yes.
And she committed a crime back on Earth?
Yeah. So the crime was actually committed on Earth.
They said she was supposed to be the first woman to, you know, to be on the moon. But now she's returning back to Earth and she has to go to court. So I guess she committed a crime, went out to space thinking, okay, no one's going to pay attention to me.
No, she committed the crime in space. I saw the story.
I figured she was away for a while.
They got Wi-Fi in space?
Of course they got Wi-Fi in space.
NASA better
be on. I know what kind of service they got out there.
Yeah, they probably got good service because, you know, a lot of people, they do that satellite Wi-Fi if they live out in the middle of nowhere. Well, they're the satellite, so they got all the Wi-Fi just sitting right there.
Well, they
right
are
there.
Saying this is the first crime committed in space if she is... You know,
yeah, she committed it in space because she's having some sort of messy divorce. So what she did is she logged into her partner's bank accounts, which is identity theft.
Yes.
It is, yes.
And she did it from
space. But
she
probably figured we are one still, even though they're not.
Well, her girlfriend down on Earth says no. Here she is.
USA Financial did give evidence to my attorneys that she did access my bank account. I was shocked and appalled at kind of the audacity of her to think that she could get away with that. And I was also very disheartened that I couldn't keep anything private.
Yeah, so what happens to Anne McClain?
Yeah, you shoot her out of a cannon.
She's an astronaut. She still gets in trouble.
Of course she does.
But
space jail.
Ooh, yeah. Space jail.
That's scary.
And I was thinking something simple. I know you guys are going to take it really left.
I was
like,
gravity or something.
She just has
like
to eat
floating.
Space food.
That's all. Gravity. They shoot her out. Yeah, they blow her out, they shoot you toward the moon, and then you're done. That's space death.
I mean, it's space jail.
That would be terrible.
Space jail.
Space jam.
Yeah.
Space jail would be, I feel like that's a good, maybe on Disney Plus. That'll be one of the new shows.
Where they're new, yeah.
Space jail. Yeah, it's animated.
So it can be cute and you kind of play around with it.
You know what?
Scary.
I know what space jail is. We got this. It's good. It's just for animals because it's animated. So space jail is all these dogs that have been locked up, and then all the wardens and the prison guards are cats.
Oh,
in space
I gotcha.
Jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the cats are evil because they are. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you've got all these dogs that have been locked away, probably wrongly for some reason. And
I can see it. I can see
space
that,
jail. Look at us making shows this morning.
Crimes.
We got this all figured out. Yep, crimes in space. Mm-mm. Yeah, or the cannon theory. I think that's the other one. You shoot them toward Mars and you see if they make it there because someone's got to get to Mars eventually.
One day.
You're up, Anne McClain. Shoot the glass. Make it happen. Ah, you see what happens. All right, we're done. Put in your place by a 4-year-old. Shooting down kids. I know, kids.
These little rugrats.
Yeah, you start with, oh, they're God's miracles, and we love them so much. Why are they so mean?
I always say little blessings.
Yes, that's how you say it, so then you can say other things. It's sort of like when you say no offense to someone, and then you say, man, you look like you have the flu.
And then you're offensive right after.
You are. So kids, they don't care. They don't have that filter. They don't say no offense.
No, they don't.
I believe they actually just say offense.
They do not, yes.
Yeah, they don't care at all. Also talking about when you was a kid, were there rules? When did you have to come inside? People texting in to 52353. This person, they had to come in when the lightning bugs came out.
Oh.
Or the lighting bugs. Do you say lighting?
Bugs.
This person says lighting bugs.
I think that was a mistake.
Or would you say?
Lightning
bugs.
They're fireflies, first and foremost. But lightning bugs.
All right, science
lightning
teacher.
Bugs. Lightning bugs is what
people
I would call
lightning
them.
Bugs. Uh-huh, you say it.
As a kid, yes, until I knew what they were properly called.
And you still
called.
Don't call them lightning? You don't call them lightning bugs? Lightning flies?
Not around adults, no.
Oh.
I let kids have it because it's cute when kids say it.
It's not cute when we say it?
No! A lightning
fireflies.
Bug?
Fireflies. Sounds like fireflies. Nope.
It doesn't sound like that at all until you make it sound that way.
Nope.
Mama, put on your overall. They got fireflies outside. That's what it sounds like. See? Mm-hmm.
Please.
A lightning bug.
Lightning bug sounds charming. It's cute.
Yes, it is.
You know, boom.
So cute.
Blink. But lightning bug, I've never heard
of. I've never heard lightning bug.
So, anyway, that was the rule in that house. And I guess in Antoine's house, the rule was you must call them their scientific name.
Yeah.
What is it, like the Pupala Fenifua? You know, you go find the actual science term.
Exactly.
Because firefly, I'm sure, is not the scientific term either.
We have to call it by the Latin name.
Yeah, we'll go and find out. Let's see, Mike had, his dad had one of those big, long, red plastic horns that you'll blow at like a soccer game.
Oh, yeah.
Vuvuzela.
The vuvuzela. Yep.
Yeah.
That obnoxious thing. So he would blow the horn, and that meant you had to come in.
That meant every kid in the town.
Right. The whole neighborhood.
Home.
Yep. The whole neighborhood knew that Mike had to go home.
Just open the door and just yell, where you at?
That's what my mother would do.
Yeah.
There goes Mike again. Out you go. Cut down by a 4-year-old. Monica Brooks was just, I mean, you were put in your place.
I was about a 4-year-old Hendrix. I mean, 1 week at school. Think he's a little man.
It was one day.
One
he
day,
thought he was
one
a little
day.
Man. My goodness.
Yeah, Hendrix and I pick him up the first day. We're heading home. And he says, I'm talking to him. I'm asking him about his first day of school.
Uh-huh.
How is everything? What's going on? He's like, I like my teacher. I like this. And I said, oh, that's cool. You like your teacher. And he says, don't talk while I talk.
Yeah.
And I said, excuse me? But I understand that he has learned it because the teacher is explaining to them that you don't talk while the teacher
is talking.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm just gonna say something that may be controversial.
Uh-oh, are you gonna say?
Were you talking when he was talking?
But see, that's the thing.
No, it's a question.
But that's the thing. It doesn't matter. I'm his mother. I will always talk over him when he's talking.
Shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
He cut you right at your core.
It came for me and for his big sister, Ava.
Don't be so rude next time.
Ava tried to jump in there in the mix. He said, I wash your mouth out.
That's right.
Like, what?
Exactly.
Excuse me, what are you? Talking to
and who's in charge,
and then he has a smirk on his face, and I can't stand the little smirk. Like, I'm in the back seat, you can't do anything,
you can't reach me.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's a new sheriff in town, y'all, and his name is Hendricks. And by the way, Antoine, you're not allowed to say Firefly anymore.
Why not?
It's Foturus Lucicrescens.
Foturus. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See how dumb it is? Could have just been lightning
Foturus.
Bug. But now you have to do your Foturus Lucicrescens over
like
there.
You're putting a spell on someone in a Thor movie.
Yeah.
Foturus is also Sesson.
I was thinking Harry Potter, but you haven't seen the Harry Potter movies.
I was thinking maybe it's a bad guy that somebody at the Flash has to fight against. Yeah. Oh no, it's Foturus Lucicrescens, not him. Here he comes. Today is August 26th. Which is an interesting day in this area because it is now the fourth anniversary of the shooting of Allison Parker and Adam Ward, which was just, I mean, the whole thing was so bizarre.
I know.
To watch the entire thing unfold and emotional and especially being someone who's also in the media and knew these people and knew people who work at Channel 7 and were touched by this and deeply affected. And I know it's not the same day, but Antoine is a Virginia Tech alum, and things like that always bring up memories of other things and just emotions that are around it. So, you know, it's important to remember.
Remember, yes. And then think about them. Also, just live and appreciate life.
Yeah. And that's sort of where I go with it on this day, because it's a unique day for me also, because I sort of feel tied to that event. Because today is also my wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So having that happen on a day where something so sad happened, but then have something that is, you know, is a happy moment, is always supposed to be a happy moment. It's sort of that balance, but I think it speaks to how we have to find the good and find the love and share the love and things like that. And that's sort of what I always think of, is I sort of think fondly of them on that day and be grateful for what I have on a day like today.
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
You have to appreciate things. Appreciate what you have. And it's so easy to get caught up in the minute things. This is the smallest thing of life. Like, oh, my coffee is cold, you know, and you get caught up in something so stupid when really but look around you.
On the flip side, those small minute things are the things that we need to find appreciation in, because those small minute things, when we add them together, they become one giant thing. So if we find those small things to build on each other, then we can end up having a great day. We have a couple of great days in a row. Then we have a great week. Then we have a great month, a great year. So we just have to find the good in every situation to help build on each other.
That is true. But it's so easy to get caught to dwell on something.
It really is.
Well, your brain is sort of hardwired to focus on the negative. It is. It's unfortunate. And I'm not going to sit here and say to people, oh, you always have to find the positive and think positive, because that's what I always do. That's not what I always do. And that's not what everybody, you are. And you have to sit there. It's those days that I get extra mad at myself when I realize I'm in a bad mood and I don't really know why.
Like, what's the reason?
There's no good reason.
No.
Or it's something dumb. That it's just, you know, you get mad because some kid spills milk in the in the kitchen. And you think, oh my God, I gotta clean up this milk and this whole place is gonna smell like milk. Because milk, the smell does remain of milk. Trust me, I know. But then you realize, you know what? I got a kid in the house that is happy and healthy. Doesn't know how to hold a cup and loves to just dump milk on the floor and walk away.
Like Grandma says, you know, count your blessings. You know,
yes.
Look around you.
Well, and you know, you feel like someday when I'm old and gray, older and grayer, but I'll be in that kitchen and I'll catch that whiff of stale milk.
Uh huh.
And they'll be gone.
Uh huh.
They'll be cleaning up milk for their own kids, which will be good because that'll be the payoff. So it's, you know, it's something just, you know, you build off the tiny things and you can hopefully bring on bigger things after that and try to not focus on the negative today as you head out. And of course, to the family and friends and our family and friends and coworkers that have dealt with what happened today 4 years ago, we are certainly thinking of you.
Most definitely.
And, yeah. And we do what we can to bring a little light to the morning. So let's all do that this morning here on The Thing. That's a good news story of the day.
All right.
Kick off your Monday. Two best friends living in Canada, which means they're just nicer to each other, even than we are. This is Susan and Martha. Susan and Martha live together because both of their husbands had passed away.
Oh.
So they decided we're going to be roomies. And on this day, Susan. So this is the anniversary of Susan's husband's passing. They won the lottery.
Woo!
What?
Wow. Yeah.
$2 million.
Whoa, $2 million, a million apiece.
And yep, they are splitting it. They said, we do everything together. We're buddies. We buy our lotto tickets together. So they won $2 million.
Susan and Martha.
And I thought to myself, Antoine, what if it was, say, Antoine and Monica, who live together after my passing? I don't know. Y'all decided a room together. $2 million. I believe Antoine would receive a nice meal. I think that's what you would get.
Monica wouldn't do me like that.
No, because they bought the ticket together, right? They do everything together?
They went in on a ticket together.
Yeah, so
and I'm assuming
split.
They
so
picked the numbers together is what I'm assuming.
I think it's a 50-50.
You think so?
Yes.
But you say that now, but then I've heard you say things in the past, like if you win the lottery, you'll give us a nice steak. And I'm thinking, wow, $25.
If we go in together, then it's split. It has to be divided up.
Do you, as we head into the week, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to set the tone for the week and have a good week and feel good. Have you had, Monica has had lottery visions in the past. They have come true.
Yeah.
She just stupidly has not played those numbers. Yeah, I know you don't
like
talking
about it because it was painful.
I like bringing it back up to remind you.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But we've already established that she had that dream by herself, so she's not sharing with us anyway, so I'm fine.
I did share the numbers with everyone.
No, after the fact, though.
After, it didn't happen again and again.
That's what I'm talking about. If you play your dream and you win, you're not going to share the money with Zach and myself, so I hope you don't play.
What if we were in the dream?
Ooh.
If you were in the dream,
and we gave you the number,
and you gave me the
dream.
Numbers, and that matters.
Okay. Have you had any visions lately?
Matters.
Are there any
not.
Numbers to pass along to the people this morning?
Actually.
Oh, here we go.
But they have not come out, not that I know of. But I also did not play, so I don't like talking about it. Okay, but this is just pick three.
Okay.
So pick three, Virginia Lottery. Look at y'all getting your ink pen and stuff ready.
I'm doing it today.
It doesn't, because you know what? Because
this is my anniversary.
Because I feel like if I say it, then it's going to come out. My mom's going to call me and be upset. She's like, you didn't tell me the numbers. I didn't tell anyone because I had a stupid dream. And the numbers that popped out at me, this was last week.
Okay.
So 139.
All right.
139.
Down
the plane. And you know what? And now I got to put it in my notes because if I don't play the stupid number, because I didn't play it, I didn't check to see if they came out either. But I woke up out of my sleep and I put it back in my phone. But they didn't pop like that last.
I'm going to do a favor. I'm going to do something really nice for you, Monica. When I play these numbers and I win today, I'm going to get
you a
brand new toothbrush. Because yes, exactly. Because I care about her oral health and her well-being. And it will help extend your life. I'm going to save your life
with
today.
With a toothbrush. And then you're going to take the rest of the money and just.
You can spend it. It's my anniversary.
I don't even get mouthwash. No.
You know what? I'll get you a bottle of Act also. Because,
you know,
I can't have you with gingivitis over there. It would be too sad.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
First, we got to do the fastest 15 seconds on the radio. And we start with Tiffany. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hello.
All right, Tiffany, your choice. You get to team up with Antoine or Monica today in the lightning bolt. Who you want?
I'm going to pick Antoine.
Okay, Antoine and Tiffany. There we go. Hold on. And let's say good morning to Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
Kelsey, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
Ooh, sausage.
Okay, very nice. I like that. It's going to be you and Monica, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We have 15 seconds in each category. All the points carry over, too, so every single answer matters. Monica's already getting up out of her chair as if she knows that she's being sent to the soundproof chamber.
I'm a gentleman, and gentlemen are supposed to say ladies first.
Right.
But they don't play lightning bolt with Monica.
So get out of here.
Get out.
She ain't no lady, and I ain't no gentleman.
This is war. This is different, Antoine. All manners are thrown out the door. So I will give you a category. You'll have 15 seconds. Just rattle off as many things as you can in that category. Here we go. Today is National Dog Day. Okay. So go ahead and give me dog breeds. Go.
Rottweiler, Doberman, Golden Retriever, Golden Lab, Shih Tzu, Husky, Chihuahua, Dachshund. I don't know what that is. A Pinscher.
A Dachshund, huh?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Dachshund.
Dachshund is what
Dachshund.
I was saying. Yeah, I mispronounced it. I saw words in my head.
I know what you meant, though, so I feel like I have to give you points
on
that.
I just mispronounced it. That's
yeah,
all
you
it
did,
is.
So I'm gonna
I could spell it.
I'll give you 9. I don't think you did a very good job, though.
I did not.
But I will give you 9 on that one. Let me get Monica back in here. Here we go. You froze up a little bit.
I don't know what happened there.
But I will give you points for that whatever
wasn't a good one.
Sneeze sound and situation right there. Monica Brooks, he got 9.
Which a bad 9.
I think it was a bad 9. Felt like a bad 9 to me.
Oh.
I feel like you can do more than that.
But they're popping in my head right now.
Of course
now.
They are. All right, here's your category, Monica. Today is National Dog Day, so give me dog breeds. Go.
A collie, pitbull mastiff, a lab, a Labrador retriever, a pug, puggle doodle, a labradoodle, beagle, a collie, a corgi, and a hound dog, a Sharpei. What did I do?
You had not said collie, so I gave
no,
you
she did. She
on
started
that.
With collie.
Oh, did she?
Collie
okay.
was the first one she said.
Let me take her.
Because I was like, Lassie.
What did you say? A puggle doodle?
Is a that? A puggle doodle, but a labradoodle is one.
Labradoodle, yeah, I counted. Yeah.
Puggle doodle?
Man, yeah. See, this is going to be one I'm going to find
Googling?
Out.
Yeah, I am Googling.
Because I need to know, is there a puggle doodle?
No, there's a pyra doodle.
That's no. Okay.
P-Y-R-E doodle.
Puggle poo.
That's a pug-a-poo.
Yep, and a pug-a-poo.
A pug-a-poo. A pug-a-poo.
All right, I don't see a puggle doodle, so I'm going to go no on that one. She
okay.
got 10. You got
oh,
10.
Oh, I did. Okay.
You did, so
how
I gave you 10.
It?
And I didn't realize you said collie twice.
She worked at an animal hospital.
Antoine is out of here.
That is, yes.
Monica did work at an animal hospital at one point in her life, so there is that. Okay, round 2.
Okay.
Everything carries over, Monica. Here we go. This one's more of a creativity category,
uh-oh.
So I decide what counts and what doesn't. There's no arguments. I don't care. 15 seconds to give me things that bad husbands do. Go.
Not doing laundry. I'm sleepy. I'm up. Let's go. Let's go take a trip.
Those
what
are
you
not
doing?
Things to do.
Things to do. To do? What did you? Okay, let me start the clock over again.
No.
Okay. Well, dang it. What is the topic? I see things that they don't want to do.
Things bad husbands do.
They run. They kick. They get impregnated other people. I don't know.
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
And I'll give you,
I don't know. I was all over with the things
I'll give
they
you
say.
Run because they'll run away. Yeah, you were doing things they say.
Yes.
Which, no.
I was all, oh, crap.
No, it's things they do.
I messed that one up.
Or don't do. I gave you 5, and I feel like I was generous. But I did give you 5.
I just messed that all
the
pieces.
No timer over. I know. Crap. Poor Kelsey. She's just sitting there shaking her head right now. I'm sure.
All right, get Antoine back in. Here he comes. Monica
I messed
Brooks
it up.
Did... terrible.
I did.
Round.
I just messed up. I just misheard. I didn't
hear
him correctly. No,
so
I really did. I did.
So bad she asked for a do-over.
I did.
She said,
I said,
can I start the timer?
Can we start the timer?
Absolutely not.
I have to hear audio on this.
I didn't hear him correctly.
I don't know if I believe you.
She got 5. So she's got 15. You need to give me 6 things.
All right. Maybe the category is really tough.
It's a creative category. It really isn't that tough. I decide what goes in and what goes out. You just have to give me 6. You tie, you win. Give me... things that bad husbands do. Go.
Not clean up. Yell at their wife. Forget to pick up the kids. Skip work. Lose their job. Not fill up the car. Cheat on their wife. Get a new haircut without asking. Tell the wives they look fat. Not support their wife.
Yeah, you were good. You got plenty. You got like 9 or 10. You're all good.
Yeah, see, I did things they say instead of do.
Right. She's like, I'm hungry. Get over here. I said, stop talking like that. Like, that's not.
Yeah. So I was like, can we start over?
You know, it was a great example of something that bad husbands do is
not listen.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't listen.
I didn't listen.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top 3, number 3.
Like it or not, it is here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is pumpkin spice season.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
Antoine, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a fall thing.
This is fall.
Yeah.
Welcome to fall.
Is it technically fall?
No.
Okay, then. It's that time.
But it's that time. It's time. It started last. I noticed things, last week?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago?
They started putting Halloween stuff, like candy and stuff out.
The PSs are rolling in. Mm-hmm. And yes, Antoine, you can't wait for it officially to be fall because that's not for another month. And it's definitely fall by then.
Yeah, that's true.
Football started on Saturday. It's fall, Antoine.
Okay, fair enough.
It's fall. And I think I'm going to have to just be nicer to the pumpkin spice likers out there.
Okay.
Because I don't like it at all. And I have been downright nasty in the past.
Oh, geez.
But this story, right? This survey says 79% of Americans want pumpkin spice available all year.
So all year?
Yeah, if I'm alienating 80% of our people, we are in serious trouble. So
all year? No, I think it's okay just to kick off fall, you know, say, okay.
Nope.
PSL time.
Some people love a PSL. In the same survey, 41% said they would stand in line at the DMV once a month for the rest of their lives just to have pumpkin spice coffee for life.
What?
Wow. See, I feel like things have their moments.
Uh-huh.
Their windows.
That's
you
true.
Have to close the window so you can appreciate it when you open that window again. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens is we get a good thing, and then we decide we want it all the time, and then it just becomes boring, and then you move
like
on.
All year? No.
So that's why I am here to advocate. We should have pumpkin spice available all year because I would like to make it boring. I want it to be not a special thing anymore.
So I have a video of myself and my friend Ryan of me trying a pumpkin spice latte. I'm gonna have to post it. I'm gonna post a video.
Okay.
You can watch the video.
Okay.
Yeah. Of us trying that.
What did Antoine think of the pumpkin spice latte? Is this from your the Oreo Brothers?
The Oreo
series?
Brothers, yes.
Yeah, the Oreo Brothers. You can find them on YouTube. Antoine sampled the PSL. He wanted to be basic.
I had to try it.
How do you be basic? What did he think of it? You gotta go. He'll post the video on social media. You can get it there.
Number two.
$23 million.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yes. That is so far what Popeyes has bagged in free advertising, courtesy of all the social media hype of this chicken sandwich
it's
that has been
crazy.
Around.
Uh-huh.
The hype was good.
That's
the
only reason that I got it, because of all the social media hype.
It works.
Everybody's going to get this thing to the point that they're running out all over the place. Now we got Popeyes managers losing their minds, like this one in Columbia County, Georgia. He wants the sandwich gone.
Just
get rid of the sandwich.
He's done with it.
Too many lines, messing up traffic. They have accidents in their parking lot. He said, I don't want this sandwich no more. Get it out of here.
It hasn't been that long. Just give it enough time. The buzz will just wear down.
Because, but from the manager's perspective, they get, you know, rated based on how fast the drive-through lines are and yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
They're not moving.
They're getting Fs right now. So that's making their ratings go down. They don't want it one bit. I have not sampled this sandwich yet. I'm waiting for the hype to die down.
No, you can't do it. You gotta do it now.
Nope.
We'll go today.
No, I'm not waiting in line for a chicken sandwich. I'm sorry. I'm too busy. I'm important. I'm not important, but I still don't want to wait in line that long. I don't care.
Number one,
there was it a Disney convention over the weekend or something?
Yes, D23.
Okay, so it's sort of, I guess, when Apple does their big announcements every year. You have the E3 Expo. That's when they announce all the different electronic stuff.
Yes.
So Disney does one. I'm guessing it was the 23rd time they've done it.
I'm not sure what that number means.
I don't know. Anyway, that was their big expo, and they made a ton of huge announcements about movies and TV shows and a lot of stuff around Disney Plus, which is the new service that will start in November, basically trying to compete against Netflix and kill every other streaming service out there. I think they're going to win this war.
I think they are, too.
Really?
Yes.
Monica, so you get, what is it, $12.99, and you get Disney and all this stuff, and you get Hulu, and you get ESPN.
Oh, shoot.
And you get National Geographic.
$12.99.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that was homework. That's whatever. That's fine. But the big announcement of all of it, which has me very excited, and Monica won't like this one bit.
Adam Sandler Channel.
No.
What?
That's Netflix. You can get your Adam Sandler Channel. Shows will be released one episode at a time.
Yes.
One at a time.
They're only doing one at a time.
We got to wait.
Yes.
One at a time.
One at a time.
So if you're watching the series, it comes out on Tuesday.
We have been given too much of a good thing. It's like having your pumpkin spice all year. Yes, I want it back to the old school. Shows that come out once a week so we can all watch them at the same time, talk about them, experience life together. You can sit over there and binge on your heroin that is Netflix all you want. I'm not doing it. I'm coming over here.
Oh, man.
There are some other things that's really exciting about Disney Plus.
What's that?
You can have 7 profiles.
Oh.
7.
Yeah, so you can have 7 profiles on Disney Plus, and you can have 4 streaming devices at the same time.
Very nice.
Okay, so I don't need to sign up. Thank you, Antoine.
I'm sorry.
You will not be able to touch our Disney processes, don't you worry. Tons of like original programming, Marvel, Star Wars. Yes. I watched a preview for they're spending a lot of money. A lot of money. But yeah, that is in November. It's a battle for the ages. I like Raina's suggestion at 52353 that it is ovaries before brovaries. That's I like that one.
The K92 Morning Things, the Great Debate.
That's what we got going on. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us about the battle, the debate, the argument. What's going down?
Okay, so I'm friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
She's like whispering over her shoulder.
Hang on. I know. Is he still there? Is he at work?
Okay, say that again. I missed the flow chart. You are friends what?
I'm friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Okay. So you have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a boyfriend right now, and he's mm-hmm. got an ex that you are friends with.
That's correct.
Okay.
Were you friends with her before your relationship?
Well, we have mutual friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
The dating pool is tiny around here, so everybody ends up mm-hmm. with mutual
it
friends.
It happens.
So you knew each other, but it sounds like you've become better friends since.
Yes.
Okay.
We have. Well, because, you know, we have mutual friends and we met at a party and we hit it off and we've been hanging out for a few months now. And he thinks that she's trying to sabotage our relationship and that, he told me she's crazy, of course.
Well, yeah.
Right. Every ex is crazy. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I
find that every current is crazy, too. But it's just because we're all crazy. That's what it is. So he doesn't want you to be friends with her.
No.
I understand why. Because it's sort of, not to call somebody else garbage, but I guess I will. And it's not them, but it's like not taking your trash out to garbage day. It's just leaving it in the house and always dealing with your
and it
old
stank.
Trash.
Oh, no.
Right. So you got old leftover pork, and it's just sitting there.
I can understand if they were friends before the relationship, and she was like, okay, well, I know that's,
right.
We had some kind of friendship.
But you were not really friends. This has kind of been a more recent thing since you've been with this guy.
That's correct.
Yeah. And you think he's
crazy.
We
knew each other. But, we weren't.
Can't you be friends with somebody else? Why you gotta be friends?
I think it comes down to how that relationship ended. I think that's the question.
How did it end?
It didn't end with you, did it? Like, you weren't.
Dun, 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 dun. No, just kidding. I was not the mistress.
Okay.
Was
there a mistress?
No. I said I wasn't the mistress. Right. I wasn't the mistress.
There wasn't. Okay. So it was just their relationship ended. Did it? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, like, because maybe she's toxic. The ex-girlfriend. Uh-huh. Your friend.
She's toxic
maybe.
To him. No
That's
matter
saying,
what.
Maybe to him. And so that mm-hmm. could be. But it's tough. It's really tough when you're in a relationship and your significant other tries to dictate your friendship.
Tries to dictate anything. And
that's
tough. And that's
but
the
it's
challenge.
His ex. It's his ex-girlfriend. So I'm kind of leaning towards her boyfriend.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think I understand. Why would he want her around?
Again, I told
puts
you.
Puts him in a situation.
The garbage is still in the kitchen.
Yeah. Because what if you have to go to the store and they're both chilling?
Wait a minute.
You know, like watching TV. And she's just hanging out. Hey, remember back in the day we used to watch TV?
Well, does,
like, you know,
no,
I just imagine
does Kelly
that would
trust
happen.
Her boyfriend? That's what that comes
down to.
Well,
why put him in that situation?
Why put him in that situation? Mm-hmm. Antoine, what we know above all else is in most situations, none of us are mature enough to do the mature thing.
I'm noticing that about you guys.
But it's real. That's what it is. Okay. I guess let's open it up. Let's see if there's debates on either sides. Or you know what? I would like to talk to anyone who is friends with an ex like this. You hear about those situations sometimes where an ex-wife to the current wife.
Yeah, it's impossible, but in this situation it could be.
It's a why.
This could be like
unless there's kids involved. That's the only one I bring up is when there's kids involved. Everyone has to have a professional relationship with each other for the sake of these families, and that's not here. There's no kids involved, right?
No kids.
All right,
no
get
kids.
New friends. I say new friends because you. She could be.
They have mutual friends.
What if she's a really good secret agent and she is trying to sabotage? What if someday she's going to give you the mwahahaha? Like, that could happen.
Or what if she's genuinely
a good friend?
Yeah, genuinely a good friend and wants to be friends with Kelly.
What a terrible suggestion, Antoine. Get out of here with that. Okay, 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236. Is this as clear as I see it? Or
Can you, are there people out there who are actually mature enough to pull this off? I don't believe it, but we'll see. You can also text to 52353. Hang on, Kelly. We'll see if we can help you out here. So settle this debate.
The K92 Morning Things, the great debate.
Well, I guess it's BF versus BF.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Boyfriend versus...
Best friend?
Friend.
Best friend.
She's friends with his ex. Let's get Kelly back in here. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So you've been dating this guy for how long?
We've been together for about 8 months now.
Okay. All right. So it's decently along here. Mm-hmm. Do you see this going down a path of seriousness?
I do. Okay. I do. Yeah. See, I'm confident in our love.
All right.
That's good.
But then
good.
At the same time, you are friends with his ex. We got people texting and saying, I'm friends with all my exes. That's different. And you're crazy.
Yeah.
But she's friends with his ex.
Yeah.
He's convinced that she's the saboteur.
Yeah.
And is uncomfortable by the whole thing. And you don't, I mean, are you considering respecting his feelings on this? Or are you saying, hell no, this is my new friend?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I'm calling, you know?
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, he wants me to break off the friendship, and I feel good about my relationship with him and my friendship with her, you know?
But you're almost going to be forced to choose. All right, so we have some opinions on both sides. So let's start with Jane. Actually, hang on 1 second. I think I'm almost... Kelly, you still with... Oh, I hung up on Kelly. Let me see. One more time. No, I did. All right, Monica, if you can get Kelly back, just get her on there. That's two times today I've hung up on Kelly. I know. I'm sorry. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
I am not smart. I just push buttons for a living. That's all it is. Jane, what say you about this?
I am with the guy.
Okay.
I made that mistake.
So you were friends with an ex?
I was friends with my husband's ex.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because you think, look at me. I'm being all evolved and mature. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Was he your husband? Were you at the
time? Well, see, now we had separated. He dated this girl from high school while we were separated.
Okay, so you were on a break.
When we got back together, said, okay, you guys can remain friends because they knew each other since high school.
Yeah.
Well, I really liked her. She was awesome. We got along so well. Yeah, well, it was kind of one of those keep your friends close and your enemies closer on her end.
Because, again, he thought she was awesome, too. So that's
he sure did.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm with Monica on the whole, why set yourself up for potential failure? Even if you think you're mature enough, why bother? I say it all the time. Exes, unless you got a kid with them, they're dead to you. Move on. Because you've already shed that tension of seeing each other in the nude.
Uh-huh.
And it's once that is already gone, you can think, I know what's under that shirt.
But this isn't Kelly's ex. This is Kelly's friend.
No, but he's got to be around that. And that's the problem. Let's get our friend Diana in here. Hi, Diana.
Good morning.
All right, Diana, I think you're on the other side of this. So what's up?
Well, yeah, I was friends with my former husband. And they shared children, and we co-parented together.
Sure.
We did Christmas and Thanksgiving, birthdays, Mother's Day, all of that. And there was never an issue. Did we see eye to eye on parenting? No.
Right.
But we were friends, and we made it work. I mean, there was never any worry of them getting back together or, you know, any of that.
Right. But
this went on for
there were kids involved, right, Diana?
Yes.
That's the big difference. Mm-hmm. That's where you have to grow up at that point. Here, we don't have to grow up right now.
There's no kids.
Kelly, there's no kids involved, right?
No kids.
Okay.
No
kids. To me, there are billions of people in this world you can be friends with. Mm-hmm. You could probably find someone who looks just like this woman and be friends with her.
But, Zach, we've had conversations before, and you've said that you can't let your significant other be controlling and telling you what you can do. And
so
where do we draw the line?
Well, when it's his ex.
We can't have it both ways.
I guess
we have
to
watch out for controlling.
The question would be, is he saying, I don't want you talking to her anymore? Or is he saying, hey,
I don't feel comfortable.
My feelings, and he's saying all those feelings things. Is he doing that, or is he sort of being the mandator?
He's been more earnest and genuine.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
He's being a good boy. Then you have. I think you have to.
You have to consider his feelings.
Okay, because this is a very awkward situation for him. I mean, think about it. If it was in the reverse, would you be comfortable with him being best buds with one of your old boyfriends, and that dude always being around?
Well, I don't bring her around. Like, we hang out without him.
Yeah, but then I'm thinking, all right, what are y'all saying about me when I'm not here? I don't know.
Don't be so insecure. You know what?
No, that's, I am, though.
No,
we're
that's
all
fine.
Insecure.
Because they're all not hanging out together. That's
no,
cool.
No, I think you really have to consider his feelings, especially if he's being nice about it. If he's being a jerk about it, that's
different. But if he's being nice,
but if
that
he's being
tells
nice
you something.
And you see a future with him, then this is one of those times where you do, their marriages and relationships are about compromise, and that may be a situation. Now, Kelly, who texted in, said, if you aren't serious with him, then who cares? Keep the friendship, go get tacos and drink wine together.
There you go,
so,
you go, girl.
Your choice, but let us know, okay?
Okay.
What are you leaning toward?
I think I'm going to have to friend break up.
I know. It's okay. She'll meet somebody else. She'll be fine. Mm. She's a good egg.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Headlines. Ripped out of the news. Words ripped out of the headlines. Try to figure it out. So here she is.
Woke up Tuesday morning hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear. So she came back in and they told me it was...
It was a what?
What could it be?
A. Venomous spider. B. A mosquito nest with 1,000 mosquitoes in it.
Ooh.
Or C. Tapeworm.
I think a spider.
You're going spider.
I'm going with the tapeworm.
Well,
a spider.
Spider.
Yeah, they call on you. What was it? It was a country singer that was bitten by a brown recluse while she was sleeping.
Well, not Antoine. Monica, it was a brown recluse spider.
No!
Yes!
No! The flesh eating.
Uh-huh.
Oh! Yep. I never thought that they would crawl in your ear or any part of your body. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I didn't have any earplugs. I'm pretty terrified of the spiders.
Yeah. A venomous, highly venomous, brown recluse
very dangerous
spider crawled right in her ear while she was sleeping.
Didn't bite her. So I guess she's okay. She's lucky.
Yeah, spider bit her while it was in there, and doctors were able to successfully pull it out.
Ugh.
Oh, do you sleep with earplugs for
after
the rest
that,
of your life?
Yeah.
You have to.
Do I need to sleep with... Do we all need to sleep
earplugs
with earplugs?
Or headphones or something.
Headphones. That'd be very uncomfortable. I'm a side sleeper. How would you even do that? Get my, my AirPods. Get them in there so I can look all trendy all the time. Next story. Here we go. Girl sends mom a picture of her new dorm room. Hey, check out my dorm room. She didn't see blank in the background. A naked dude. B, two naked dudes.
Oh.
Or C,
three
handcuffs.
Oh.
Yeah, not three, I know.
I'm saying handcuffs. I'm going handcuffs.
Okay, well, I'm going with a naked dude.
You might as well go with two.
See, cause and you figure if it was about a naked dude, I would have put the three in there. Antoine, you are
correct. That's what I figured.
It was handcuffs, and they were attached to the headboard.
Oh.
And she didn't see it. She said, hey, Mom, a new thing. And Ma replies, they have the text thread. Nice, except for the handcuffs. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, just right there.
It's a Halloween costume.
There you go.
Yep, happy Halloween. See, we get ready so early for Halloween. One of my friends couldn't believe, my kids already know exactly what they want to be for Halloween. We have most of my son's costume ready already. He said, it's too early. I said, I'm not waiting to fight with the rest of you for the costumes. He knows what he wants. I want to be done. I'm stressed out that we don't know what we're doing for Boo Bash yet.
But if he changes his mind, I don't want
to
be that.
There's no backseas. I'm sorry. Last one. Study says blank is the key to a longer life. A, manners. B, housework. Or C, gin.
I'm going gin.
I'm going gin
as well.
Because
I know you love gin.
That's typically what we hear.
Okay. Oh.
That means you're wrong.
I wish. I don't know who wrote this story, but it's housework.
Housework. Okay.
I feel like this was written by a wife who has a lazy husband. Oh. And she's saying, look, do you want to live or
housework.
Not? Do the housework or die. Yeah, this study claims it really has to do with just getting up and moving around and brisk walks and things like that. But it is saying moderate intensity activities like vacuuming or mowing the lawn will help you live longer. So, Antoine, stop killing yourself. Get out there and mow your lawn. He never wants to mow his lawn.
I never do.
Do you want to die? Is that what this is? Antoine, we want you to live. Get in there and live.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Asleep at the wheel. That one's trending this morning on YouTube.
Huh.
Somebody was driving down the street, and they look over, and there's a dude in a Tesla sleeping.
Well, oh.
Sleeping. He's letting his car drive for him, and he's asleep.
Is he?
He's totally asleep. This is crazy.
Yeah. Because the Teslas do, they have an autopilot feature that allows the vehicle to steer, accelerate, and brake automatically in a single lane.
Ugh.
Now, Tesla insists that this feature still requires, quote, active driver supervision and does not make the car autonomous. They say no. Mm. It's driver assist, but there still needs to be a driver.
It's terrifying.
But he was sleeping.
I'd be tempted to fall asleep.
I know.
It'd be so easy to fall asleep. It's already driving. You're just sitting there. Like, driving is what keeps me awake.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, Antoine, I very much want to take the control of driving away from, say, Monica or other people that are bad drivers, but I just don't feel like it's quite ready yet.
Oh.
So, yeah, that one is trending this morning. Also, they lost their cat.
Uh-huh.
The cat ran away or got out or whatever it was. They found the cat 11 years later. And the cat was just down the street hanging out.
She got me on my cell and started to explain what she had found. And at first, it didn't register at all. And then it dawned on me what she was saying, that Tiger had been found after all this time.
11 years.
11 years.
And the cat
down
had
down the street?
Yeah. The cat was found just a few miles down the road. So I guess the cat had moved on to another life. And somebody finally got close to the cat and scanned the microchip.
Mm-hmm.
But 11 years later, and everyone's saying, well, this is the testament to having a microchip. I'm thinking, no, actually, this feels like a microchip failure to me, doesn't it? 11 years?
Down the street.
It's a testament
they knew they took
of
the
not
cat,
having a cat.
And the cat had a cat bill. And they said, well, you go back to your owner's
Oh,
now.
Is that what it is? The cat had to go. Like, this cat's getting
it's 11
old.
Years. Like, okay.
These outdoor cats. I was tormented yesterday, Monica. Taunted Uh-oh. By an outdoor cat. I look out in my backyard. This is a fenced-in backyard, 6-foot privacy fence. A cat just sitting there looking at me.
Looking at you.
And I go outside.
What you doing over there?
Well, I walked outside, and a lot of times, if you have those outdoor cats, they're very cagey, so they immediately run away. They're like squirrels. I mean, that's really what we're treating them like squirrels right now. But that cat didn't move. Just sat there looking at me. I walked right up to the cat. Cat rolls over. I was rolling all over the place. I'm thinking, no, get out of here. You don't live here. Move.
That's your cat.
Get out. So I pick the cat up, and I take him out, and I toss him out the gently place him out the gate and shut the gate. I go back inside. 30 seconds later, I hear my wife laughing because he's back.
He's back.
He's just back in the backyard, and he's rolling around. He's going, I live here now. You don't.
So you finally got a cat.
Not until I let the dogs out.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I let the dogs out. That taught that cat a lesson. Out you go.
Back today.
11 years.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
I'm crashing the wedding.
You are crashing the wedding.
I'm trying to crash the wedding.
All right, let's go. I'm in.
All right.
Whose wedding are we crashing?
Justin Bieber.
Oh,
and Hailey Bieber.
And they're already married.
They're already married, but they're having the second wedding, like the official wedding, in South Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's going to be somewhere, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
You can say what you want about Justin Bieber. I bet you he throws one heck of a party.
Justin Bieber is getting married in Myrtle Beach.
Well, I don't know if it's exactly Myrtle, but it's South Carolina. Somewhere you'll find him. There'll be people around. It's on September the 30th, so he'll be there in
okay.
the area.
But it just says South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm just saying Myrtle.
All right, I'm going to take a wild guess. Charleston would maybe be the choice here.
Myrtle's
fine, but I just don't see Justin Bieber getting married in Myrtle Beach.
He'll be somewhere, though, somewhere in South Carolina.
Is it going to be one of those things? I got my crabs at Joe's Crab Shack, that
maybe.
Sort of thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have the bibs on.
This is his second wedding.
Yep, Justin Bieber is getting married at the Pirates versus Princesses show in Myrtle Beach. There is no doubt about it.
You make the joke. What if he does decide to pop over? And I'm like, is that Bieber over there?
It's Biebs.
Would you like a roll, sir?
That would be ridiculous. Yep.
Drinking his soup out of that can.
His soup out of the cup.
That could happen.
All right. My money says Charleston. We'll figure it out, though.
And this is great news for Ben Affleck. It's been 1 year sober. Because you know he was in rehab. He did a 40-day stay at a rehab center. And they said he's doing great. He feels wonderful. He's still working on just being a great father and a good friend to his ex-wife, Jen Garner.
And it's been a year.
It's
Is that where we're at here?
Yep. Yeah. 1 year sober.
Okay. That feels like it's been longer than that, this whole saga. I guess maybe he hasn't been sober.
He's been going through it. He's been going through
it.
He did. He was going through it.
He got a raw deal with Batman. As Monica says, it wasn't even his fault, but it was one.
Oh, Antoine. He You didn't make a face.
Yeah, I was letting Zach finish his thought.
You said things with your face.
You sure did.
Your face said stuff. Antoine didn't like him as Batman.
No. I thought he was a great Batman. Uh-huh. I enjoyed him as a Batman. I didn't enjoy the movies that he was
in. And that's what Monica said.
Yeah,
it was not his fault. He did his best with what he was given. It was one, too, where he as Batman, the opinion that started before there was even a movie, he was a failure before it even happened.
Yeah, because of his last movie, which was it? Not Daredevil.
I mean, that was his last superhero movie.
That one.
Was Daredevil.
Yeah. I said,
she's like, yeah, that one, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that one. I don't know.
Good news for him.
All right, good for him that he's getting his life right. Mm-hmm. I always felt like Ben and I would have been boys if we went to the same high school.
You like Matt Damon, right?
I do like Matt Damon.
You're a Northeastern.
I am.
Yeah.
We both grew up in New England. We have similar interests. We are basically the same age. So mm-hmm. I do feel like if we went to high school together.
You would hang out.
Yes. Probably not anymore because I'd be a bad influence on him. Yeah. I'd be at Matt's house. Me and Matt would be like, oh, man, used to be fun to hang out with Ben. We don't see him anymore, but good for him, definitely.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. You pick out that liar, you win the prize. I, Zach, have no food in my fridge.
I'm Monica. I'm excited for pumpkin spice.
I, Antoine, am drinking a gallon of water a day.
Let's say good morning to Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Heather, who do you think is a liar?
Monica.
I think it's Monica. There is no way she's excited for pumpkin spice. She hates pumpkin spice. Oh, no. She is excited. Really?
Yeah, I was in Target, and the candles are out, you know, so pumpkin spice, everything, cinnamon and cinnamon roll and everything, just kind of sweet candles. I don't know.
But cinnamon and cinnamon roll and are different
spice,
than pumpkin
they
spice.
They are, but pumpkin spice, they have the candles out, and I was like, I think I'm going to do it.
You're a pumpkin spice liker?
I don't mind it.
Is it apologist? Is that what we call them?
Apologist, yeah.
A pumpkin spice
apologist.
Do you
order it when you go out?
I used to. There was like a 1 year where I was on it. I was like almost every day I had to have a PSL. And then I just had 1 year where I just didn't have it at all. And I was fine.
And you were done?
But the candles, I enjoy a good candle.
So Monica is actually the first known case of pumpkin spice overdose. You OD'd.
It was a year.
You absolutely OD'd. All right, it's not Monica. Let's move on. Let's say good morning to Samantha. Hello, Samantha.
Good morning.
All right, Samantha, who do you think is the liar?
Antoine.
You think Antoine is the liar? He's not drinking a gallon of water a day.
That means you're wrong. So
at least he thinks he is.
I'm attempting to drink a gallon of water
a day. This is where we get into the segment that I call, do we support him, Monica, or do we mock him?
There's a correct answer in this segment, just for the record.
Well, I support. I've done it before. I've attempted the gallon, and it was...
It's
really
ridiculous.
Frustrating.
It's impossible.
Because I mean, I would cuss at a jug.
Just look at it.
I would open up the fridge. I'm like, you're still there. And then I'll take another sip. You're still there.
For me, it's one of those things where you aim for the moon and you land in the stars type of thing.
Oh, look at you. So that's like a Taylor Swift song right there.
I'm aiming for a gallon of water a day.
So you've ordered this gallon thing.
Yes.
It's this jug. It sort of looks like what you would put on top of the water cooler at work, but it has handles on it.
Yes.
And he drinks out of it. And people, you have to understand that every time I've looked over at Antoine today, because this is the first day of this thing, he's got this jug and he looks like a little kid because he's holding it with two hands.
I have to hold it with two hands.
It's my first day of school.
Doing that little kid sip where you think you're going to drown all the time.
But it also has encouraging words through it. So at 7 a.m. it says good morning. And then it says hydrate yourself. Remember your goal. Keep chugging. Feeling awesome. Don't give up.
See, your jug.
Almost finished. You did it.
See, your joke is a lot sweeter than my joke.
It's a motivator.
I put little marks. I'm like, do it, B-word.
Good Lord, my stomach is full. Why am I sloshing around? Holy crap, there's more water. Now, he thinks he's going to do it. This time next week, there is no way you're still drinking a gallon of water.
I support you.
I want to wager on that.
I support you because it's better than soda. You had a lot of soda in the morning.
I do.
Yeah.
When we went to Chicago, we talked about that. Stop drinking soda in the morning.
I bet you 1 million gallons of water. That's what we will do. Let's get Brittany in here. Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
All right, who's a liar, Brittany?
Zach, you're the liar.
I am the only one left. That's right. I am the liar. Oh, my God. I feel guilty. I have so much food in my refrigerator right now. starving kids in Africa, China, or Russia, or whatever.
So is it like food that's about to go to waste, or is it yeah. you need to cook now?
It's just overshop. It's overshop. You know, you got a family of four. Mm-hmm. I blame everybody else because everybody else in the house has gotten on a yogurt kick lately. So there's too much yogurt. Mm. Yogurt is taking up all the room in this refrigerator.
Oh, it's the yogurts.
Because you got them yogurts and they're stacked on top of each other and they fall all over the place. And it's just with back to school too, there's so many different snacks and foods and lunches and all of that. And then, yes, I overbuy when I go to the farmer's market. I have a problem. I'm aware of that. So I've got all sorts of, just there's too much stuff.
So you
got
to cook it up.
I know. But I know, it's just, it's too much. And I look at it and I think, what is wrong with me? Like, can't I shop like a normal person? And you got my freezer totally full.
What are you going to do?
Nah, blame my mother is what I'm going to do because it's genetic. Because she does the same thing. So I inherited it from her. That's what it is.
I used to have lots of dinner parties.
There's a lot going on in there. And there is no room for a gallon jug of water. I can promise you that. So nope.
A very early 4Q text to 52353. Oh my God, 4Q to these water drinkers.
So much water.
It's okay. And I realize I'm drinking close to a gallon.
Yes. All five of your bottles are right underneath 1 gallon of water.
Monica used to have one of these gallon jugs, refused to drink a gallon of water, hated it. So now she drinks 5 containers of water. Yep. So she's 5 times as wasteful. And we do the math. It's 0.9 gallons. I mean, it's basically a gallon of water.
I don't know. Is my brain messing with me? Because it's easy for me to tell myself I need 2 more bottles today. I know.
You have the most defiant personality.
You don't even know it.
I mean, you have to understand, when Monica goes, she will not order anything off a menu at a fast food place. She always has to modify the order somehow.
That's true.
And I make you this promise. If one of those places created exactly what she orders every time, and they made it a number 2,
I wouldn't order the
number
2.
That chick would not order it no more. She'd do something
else. That's why I can't go to Popeye's order a chicken sandwich, because I have... You know, request.
Well, I took the mayonnaise off and I got it, so.
I would want on the side, I guess, just in case I want a little
arrogant,
nibble.
Picky, snobbish person.
So the Golden Girls, it's the 80s TV show, comedy about the old ladies. I mean, it's a classic.
Love the Golden Girls.
We got Betty White left. She's the only one. The Golden Girls is now touring the United States, and I hate this because they are touring it as a puppet show.
Oh. Puppet show.
That's funny.
And it's the kind of puppets I hate. When I was a kid, I liked Sesame Street. I was okay with it. Uh-huh. But there was certain puppets that looked too much like people. Mm-hmm. These puppets that look like people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them. All right? You give me a sock puppet all day long.
Yeah.
But there's something about these puppets. A frog. I'll take a frog or a bear or whatever. But when you get these puppets that sort of look like people... They used to freak me out as a kid.
A puppet show.
I actually remember my parents. This is one of my earliest memories. I couldn't have been more than 4 years old. But you always remember the trauma. My earliest memory, I got stung by a bee. That's what I remember. Mm-hmm. 3 bees. That's what I remember. And this one where we were at, I believe it was some sort of Renaissance fair or state fair. It was a fair of some kind. All these different things. And they had this puppet show. And of course, my parents think, oh, he's a little kid.
He'll love it.
Doofuses love puppets. Here you go. And this one puppet came out and was this chick, and she just looked too realistic. And I remember crying and losing it. And my parents taking me away from the puppet show because I hated that puppet so much. And shame on my parents because they carried me away. Yes, they tried. But how did they carry me? How did they carry me, y'all?
They cradled you.
They put me, you know, they pick you up. Uh-huh. So then, you know, my head is over the shoulder. So they're walking away from the
and
puppet show.
And you're staring at the puppets.
All I can see is the puppets.
But that's hilarious.
I know. It's almost as if they're rubbing it in. Look at the thing that's scaring you so much.
Oh, no.
That's how Batman became Batman. He was scared of bats. And he became Batman.
Okay.
You missed opportunity. You could have been Puppet Man.
So I...
Puppet Man.
You could have been Geppetto.
Great.
Is what you could have been.
He really is the creepiest of all the Disney characters. I mean, come on.
He really is.
Lonely old man makes a young boy out of wood. What are we doing here?
What's going on?
What is going on?
But the Golden Girls thing. That's,
I know. I don't like it.
No. And will Betty White, does she have a say in this?
No, she's too old. We don't ask her anymore. I think we're going to make money. I'm sure she's happy about that. Hey, you got some random thing that freaks you out. I mean, text 52353. This person doesn't like the sound of metal clanking together, or this is a big one for a lot of people, is fork on the teeth.
That bothers me.
We got them.
Yeah. The fork on the teeth.
You don't like forks on anything, like plates, anything.
When it clank clanks.
Oh, no, man. Not the clanks, when it scrapes.
Oh.
Ow. Antoine should not have told us this.
Well, what about like cotton balls?
I will break stuff.
Pulling cotton out of medicine and stuff like that.
That doesn't bother me at all. No. I used to work with somebody who hated cotton balls. Hate it.
But Antoine, what you're saying is if I take a metal fork and I put it in my mouth and I drag it across my teeth ever so gently.
I will take my hand and hit the fork into your mouth.
Okay. Well, that's
going to... You will bleed,
Great. Cool, I'm going to die. That'll be fun. I was going to suggest if you quit your gallon of water, that'll be your punishment. You have to listen to me drag a fork on stuff. But if you're going to assault me, I don't appreciate that one bit. Can we agree on anything around here? That's how Mount Rushmore is. We try to come together.
Yes.
As a community.
Mm-hmm.
And decide the four best things. Whatever they are. Mount Rushmore, it's the... What is it? Statues? Sort of statues, I guess you could say. Monument.
Mm-hmm.
Monument, yeah. with the four, I guess we've decided, the greatest presidents or the most influential presidents.
Ooh, the bestest.
Most influential. Uh-huh.
So we're going with the most influential and the bestest in a different category.
Yes. And today's category will be childhood games. The games that you remember playing as a child, as a youth.
Okay.
So, and you're not talking about like board games. You're talking about
talking about being outside.
Outside?
Moving around.
What is outside?
Outdoors?
It's the place where you start to lose Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. Who would want to go out there? Does your iPad even work out there? My goodness. So these are games that children used to play back in the day. Though a lot of them, I mean, I have kids, and it is interesting to see. I always wonder, how do certain kid mannerisms and things and beliefs and games, how do they go from generation to generation? Because it's not like your kids saw you play this game, and yet they play it the exact same way you did,
mm-hmm.
which was the exact same way your parents did, which was the exact same way the cavemen did.
The teachers.
Yes.
Specifically the PE teachers.
Oh, you think, okay, that's what it is.
That's one less lesson plan they have to come up with.
Okay, are we submitting any for approval or disapproval here, or are we just going to start tossing them out?
I say we just start tossing them out.
Okay.
I mean, hide and seek has got to be on the Mount Rushmore,
I have
right?
hide and seek on hide mine, seek. Too.
Okay.
Do we agree on that? Hide and seek, definitely. You agree, Monica?
Yeah, what about
all right.
Duck, Duck, Goose?
I have Duck, Duck, Goose on mine as well.
I'm going to put Duck, Duck, Goose in the maybe pile for right now.
And the reason I like Duck, Duck, Goose, because you could play it no matter the amount of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You could play it in the classroom. You could play it outside.
Yeah. Okay.
I put tag.
A two-kid Duck, Duck, Goose seems a little pathetic. I
think
that you need it.
That would be so sad.
Now, tag to me is another one. Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That is undeniable. And I almost feel like Duck, Duck, Goose is kind of like tag. So do I need them both on there?
Well, let's see. Let's see what else we come up with. Okay. But tag, and I'm putting freeze tag underneath tag. So that's
okay,
all.
Yeah.
Tag, comma, freeze.
All right. This is where it's going to get tough, I think.
Crab soccer.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
Right.
No.
No crab soccer?
You
okay,
love
fine.
You some crab soccer.
I did.
How about red light, green light?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I see my kids play that one a lot.
I love that one.
I've never seen kids legitimately play red light, green light. Every kid is a cheater or a liar.
That makes it fun, though. Like, you have the people tiptoeing and trying to sneak by. Mm-hmm.
And then you go, red light, green light, red light, green light. You're like, all right, just stop it. I mean, how are we even going to figure this out? Well,
how do you feel about red light, green light, Monica?
It's all right.
Not crab soccer to you. What do you got,
Zach? Hot potato.
Crab soccer?
Crab soccer, that's no. We're not. I'm sorry, then. Monica. I support you. But no.
She is always pulling out the Martin Van Buren of these arguments. Like, what is this?
Dodgeball. You count that? Dodgeball stays, I think.
Dodgeball.
I was good at dodgeball.
Good at throwing or good at avoiding?
Good at dodging the ball.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at dodging.
Because I was a lot shorter than. so but you're I was also, able to kind of.
I mean, you're.
I was quick.
You're stocky, so I would think it'd be hard for you to. I don't think you have any ups.
I imagine you could throw it.
I could throw too.
Yeah.
Dodgeball. I was good at dodgeball.
I like dodgeball too because it's sort of it thumbs its nose at society today. Because now dodgeball's wrong. You're not allowed to play dodgeball anymore. It's either racist or sexist or all of them or too violent. Or it's one of those.
Yeah,
it's bullying. It's everything. It's everything that the offensive society has decided is wrong. So that's why I'm putting it up on Mount Rushmore, just to make everybody angry.
So we're going dodgeball?
Dodgeball's in.
So one final one.
All right, so are we keeping... So we're keeping tag?
Yep.
Hide and seek?
Mm-hmm.
Dodgeball? And Duck, Duck, Goose?
Mm.
Or do we have something else? I like Duck, Duck, Goose. Red light, green. I love me some red light, green light.
Someone texts in, Simon says,
"Ooh,
that's an original."
One. I always found that one to be kind of just lame. I don't know. I never liked Simon Says.
I like Simon Says though. Who? I don't know who that bossy. Heck Simon is.
I know. Who is this Simon that was always telling everyone what to do? Yeah. And you know he was that kid that no one liked. He was like, Simon says, because he was just in charge for some reason. And everyone else was like, I don't want to do what Simon says anymore, but then he makes me out. All right, yeah. It's Simon says, or it's red light, green light. I think it comes down to that.
So not Duck Duck Goose, because we're going to keep that under the tag type thing.
You know what? We'll put that as a potential right now. We'll open it up to the floor. Text 52353. Maybe majority will decide. If you want to throw a wild card in there, you can do that as well. We have three on the Rushmore, but we need that one final one.
One more.
Okay, so what is that?
Breaky.
We'll figure the achy breaky.
Yes, in school they make you do the achy breaky.
I've never been made to do the achy breaky.
In elementary school.
What is the achy breaky?
We talked about this so many times. Don't break my heart. You have to do the line.
There's a line. So,
and you had to do it for, it was part of the class.
So right. Now it's a Cupid shuffle. What? Yeah,
you got to understand. Monica went to school.
A lot of people did the achy breaky.
I pledged my allegiance to that there flag. I mean, it was achy breaky.
The achy breaky is part of PE class. Mr. D?
I didn't have to do that one. I don't remember. I'll Facebook my old PE teacher. Country school PD.
Welcome to country school. These are your announcements for the morning. Welcome, welcome. Everybody's got their overalls on. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Today's lunch in the cafeteria will be piece of straw. Piece of straw, everybody. Piece of straw.
I remember doing it, though.
We'll be picking and grinning.
Oh, man.
What's that, turkey foot, something or other?
Yep.
See you in Achy Breaky class,
everybody. I guess that
everybody.
One's out.
I guess that one's out, too. You are correct. I think I'm changing my vote. I think there's a new entry into the Mount Rushmore of kids' games.
What is that?
So Mount Rushmore means we got to pick four. So it's the four best or most influential or whatever you want to call it. We pick four. And we felt pretty good about tag, hide and seek, and dodgeball.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we were sort of deciding between, what was it, red light, green light. What else? I forget.
Simon says. Duck, duck, goose.
Yeah. Lots of text at 52353 for Red Rover.
And what was what?
I don't know how to play that game.
I have to admit I had to Google it because I wasn't sure.
Red it's Rover, a very Red Rover.
Yeah,
blah,
send
blah,
Monica
blah, blah,
over.
Blah.
It's tag though. At that point,
so
it's tag.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So I think it falls under the blanket of tag. I mean, freeze tag, flashlight
tag, birth,
TV tag, all of those things. So I'm gonna put that in there. Also, several people saying that they were forced to learn the achy breaky dance at Stanton River as well, because Monica had to do the same. Achy breaky as an outdoor activity. I believe I am going with kickball.
Ooh.
I say kickball. Kickball came in a bunch of times at 52353 for the final one. Because it's just red light, green light. It's fine, and it's a classic kid game, but it's a dorky little kid game. There's not a whole lot of structure to it. It ends about 20 seconds after it begins. It's not like they're playing for hours. Think of the memories of your childhood.
Kickball was probably
in there. Do you have any red light, green light memories whatsoever?
But
how influential was it, really?
But see, now I'm putting, I know it's played differently, but I'm putting kickball and dodgeball kind of together. Maybe it's just the ball aspect of it.
I mean, we could put and kill the man with the ball, murder ball from back in the day.
What about Mother May I?
Ugh, that just feels like you're being punished.
I can't remember
feels
that
like
one.
Chores.
I love kickball though, so I'm good with kickball staying.
I think it's kickball.
But kickball and dodgeball together.
Again, dodgeball is thumbing its nose at society today. Our society that gets offended by everything. Dodgeball's there as a statement.
So we're saying dodgeball, kickball, and
tag and hide and seek.
And hide and seek.
Because I think everybody has memories of all four of those. No one has a memory of red light, green light. No one has a memory of Simon Says, Duck, Duck, Goose.
Like but everybody knows how to play Simon Says.
Yeah, but
there's
you know
no
what?
Questions about the rules. Like kickball, there may be questions about the rules. Can you throw and tag the runner?
Everybody knows how to boil an egg, but they don't make it the best food. You know what I'm saying? So, yep, I'm weighing in with that. And that is it. Well, it doesn't have to be it, but we're going to call it. Let's say kickball. Put kickball on there.
Monica, what do you say?
Kickball over
red light, green light.
Kickball.
Okay. There it is.
All right. Majority rules.
Settled. And crab soccer is a distant 400th of
all.
Yeah.
Crab soccer. No.
Sorry, crab soccer.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.